Talk to me.
Welcome to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Well, thanks for joining us today. I'm Colette Marshall. I'm the Worldwide Brands Marketing Director, and I'm in for Robin Cowie and Chris Malta today. You know, a few weeks ago, we had a show where we talked about how to limit your importing liability. And we didn't get a chance to cover all that information, so we thought it was very important for online sellers to understand. So we asked Kelly Woodward of TradeInnovations.com to come on back and finish up our conversation about steps you can take to protect your business interests and successfully implement importing into your e-biz. Kelby, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's wonderful to have you on the show. We had such a great show last time. I wish we had had more time, so I'm glad to have you back on again.
Good. Thank you.
Now, last time you were here, we discussed how China recently had some highly publicized problems with the quality of their exports. What changes in regulations can we expect as a result of the recent emphasis on quality issues from China?
Well, what we're seeing is that customs, as the enforcement arm of so many different government agencies, is starting to take a very hard look at Chinese imports. So any entry you have coming in from China is receiving an extra scrutiny that they didn't receive prior to this issue late last fall. And so you are starting to see some delays out of China as a result of this. The FDA is under a lot of pressure to increase its enforcement and its inspections. You hear a lot today about the U.S. Congress talking about stronger enforcement for FDA. They're giving them more staff. They're giving them more leeway to stop shipments, especially coming from China, although they say it's from all imports, but primarily China is the focus today because of the issues we've seen.
Right, and that's such a great point you make about delays. It's great that they're really getting some emphasis on those requirements because it just means better quality in the long run, but of course there always means lots of changes we have to be familiar with, and we need to plan ahead. You know, if we are going to import products from China or from any other country, you know, if you want to sell in the holiday season, you better be planning now of the products that you want to actually be importing in. But talking of that, is the quality issue isolated only to China? I mean, there's got to be other countries that are being very strict with these policies.
That's true. There are many other countries who are having some of the same issues, and the U.S. government is focusing on that as well. But really, the trade with China is very political. And so it's the one that gets most of the press and really most of the emphasis from the enforcement agencies on the import side today. So I would say that while it's an issue everywhere, the focus really is on China today. And I should also add, too, as we're talking about China, that not only are we seeing an increase in scrutiny, but also a significant increase in pricing from China. And there's a lot of different factors in that, one of which is an increased inspection rate going on at factories in China, both by the Chinese government and the U.S. government. But secondarily, also, you're seeing some pretty good inflation rates in China that have not been seen before. So I'm seeing estimates of anywhere from 15% to 25% price increases at cost of goods being sourced in China.
Wow.
So there's a culmination of issues obviously going on there from compliance to these new safety regulations by the Chinese government and U.S. government, as well as the inflation issues, the value of the yen versus the dollar. All of those things are becoming a significant driver of price in the Chinese market.
You know, what things can an importer do to provide the most cost-effective controls and limit that liability?
Well, there's a few things. I think the number one thing, obviously, is to know who you're dealing with. And that relationship, that trusted relationship, is probably the primary thing to ensure that you're going to be a compliant importer. And then secondarily, it really is record keeping, is being able to understand that this is not a domestic purchase, that the record keeping requirements are much more stringent. And so the more you're able to provide documentation to customs when they ask for it regarding an import, the easier it is to get that import through. So if you're spending days and weeks trying to get information from your supplier regarding documentation, then of course that's going to add to the delay. But if you have that documentation up front and you have all that information, all that record keeping when customs asks for it, it significantly takes a chunk out of the delay, if you will.
It's all about being prepared, right?
That's correct.
Know exactly what you need to get, and it'll make your life a lot easier on the back end of it.
That's correct.
Now, should sellers be worried about buying counterfeited product or having my or having their product counterfeited in any way? I mean, I know we hear that quite a lot. Our customers are always asking us about buying counterfeited product, and they didn't they weren't aware about it.
Right, and let's start first with buying counterfeited product because that's a, it's becoming a larger and larger issue. Some of the major manufacturers, major companies in the U.S. have been able to convince customs to increase their enforcement on IPR, on intellectual property right issues, companies like Nike and a lot of the pharmaceutical companies. So what we're seeing, again, is an increase in enforcement from customs on counterfeiting. And, in fact, I had a client years and years ago who was bringing in watches, and just as a family was bringing watches from China, and they were counterfeit. Well, if you bring in over five watches, then it's considered smuggling versus just a minor transgression. So he wasn't able to prove that they weren't counterfeit, and they were counterfeit. And he paid a very significant fine as
wow.
a result, just from a personal standpoint. So you can take that and extrapolate that out to your business as you bring more and more product in from companies like or from countries like China. And the fines can be very significant, and the penalties can be very significant. So you have to be careful on the counterfeiting piece, and sometimes you're going to get caught even with all the right procedures in place to prevent it. So be prepared.
Yeah. Well, now, you know, that's a great point, though. You know, what are some of those questions that sellers can be asking, you know, the agents that they're working with, or if they're working directly with the manufacturer? What are those questions that they can be asking to make sure that they're not dealing with a counterfeited product?
Well, and a lot of it depends upon the field that they're in or the manufacturing supply base that they're using. Because there's different litigation here in the U.S. regarding counterfeiting. You know, if it's pharmaceuticals, of course, it's a bigger issue than if you're trying to bring in toys and things like that. What you can ask for from the agents is proof that this is not counterfeit, that there's been no claims against this particular supplier for counterfeiting. The second piece, and this is probably the easiest and most effective way, is the internet. Is to Google your manufacturer, your supplier, Google some of your trademarks that may be infringed in this particular matter. So if you're bringing in dolls as a very quick example, look up Barbie doll counterfeiting. Because a lot of times if they've been caught before, there's an internet story regarding that. And that can be your first due diligence.
That's a, that's such a great point. You know, if they are working with third parties, you know, what is the role in these the third parties in validating a company's compliance to these new and existing regulations, especially now that you know that they're changing and getting even more strict?
Well, that's a very important point because a lot of times if you're dealing with agents, especially directly overseas, their knowledge of these changes is minimal. So by dealing with somebody here in the U.S., especially if you're a first-time importer or a fairly new importer, to deal with somebody in the U.S. who understands the regulations and making sure that all the I's are dotted and the T's crossed from the regulation standpoint is a very good move. It's money well spent to do that.
Well, let's move on from these legal implications. What else can an importer expect if they run afoul of U.S. and international trade laws and expectations?
Well, you know, Customs likes to tell you that importing is a privilege. Is a privilege, not a right. And at any given point, that privilege can be taken away from you. Now, they don't do that lightly, but they certainly can if they find fraud. So, for instance, if you're bringing in counterfeit product and they can prove that you knew it was counterfeit and you didn't care, you could lose your ability to import into the U.S. But I think the most significant impact on somebody's supply chain today by not being compliant or on their import process is when Customs detains that shipment. Because it can take weeks and weeks for Customs to clear some of those shipments because, one, they do have an increased focus on enforcement, which means their manpower is not sufficient to be able to handle this increase in inspections and enforcement. So expect delays if you're not compliant. And if you're found to be deficient in any way from record keeping to fraud, expect a penalty and a fine associated with that.
It's just part of doing business, right?
That's correct. That's correct. We're all used to that.
I mean, even with all this, it sounds difficult and sounds complicated, but really it's not. And that the amount of opportunity in China for sourcing opportunities is tremendous. Would you agree? I mean, what's your assessment of the current market in China?
Absolutely. If you're a company especially that is looking at China as a potential sales market as well, those risks that you take by sourcing from China are definitely risks well taken. It's just you need to have all your ducks in a row. You need to have all of your record keeping, as we've been talking about, your compliance structure, all of those things in place to minimize those risks. Because some of those risks exist if you buy from a manufacturer in the United States as well. So there's certainly been cases in the past where domestic production have had quality assurance issues as well.
Well, it is time for a break. We'll definitely come back to the subject, talk a lot more on importing from China. Subscribe to our free product sourcing newsletter at productsourcingnews.com to stay up to date with the latest product sourcing news, learn about upcoming trade shows in your area, and find spotlighted suppliers you can use in your e-biz. We'll continue learning more with Kelby Woodard when we return. I'm Colette Marshall.
You're listening to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
If you're a new, small, or home-based business owner, you're probably overwhelmed with all the things you need to do to make your business a success, including accounting and taxes. We can help. We're thetaxclub.com. We're the accounting experts you can afford, and we can help you save money and keep you on the good side of the IRS tax man. TheTaxClub.com is a one-stop, full-service accounting firm. For as little as $15 per month, you'll get expert help on forming your new corporation, keeping your books, and unlimited accounting help throughout the year. You ask a specific question, you get a specific answer. In writing, as many times as you need it. And at the end of the year, we'll do your taxes for you. Find out how we can help you. Sign up for a free, no-obligation tax consultation. When you do, let us know you heard about us on WSRadio.com, and we'll send you the top 10 tax tips for small and home-based businesses. Go to thetaxclub.com. Do it now.
Introducing doityourselfaudio.com, the fast and easy way to add your own voice or audio on the Internet in minutes for business or for fun. Listening to audio on the Internet is getting more and more popular. Now, with doityourselfaudio.com, it's fast and easy for you to add your own voice or audio to your websites or use it to send audio emails. It's simple and easy. All you need to do is log on to doityourselfaudio.com. Provide us with your name and email address, and then you'll be given a phone number and a PIN access code. Call up the number, record your message, and hang up. Within seconds, you'll have an audio link on the Internet with a recording you just made. It's simple and fast. There are no programs to download or equipment to order. Try it right now and hear yourself on the Internet. Visit doityourselfaudio.com. That's doityourselfaudio.com.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the Internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
The day is coming that everyone will have their own website for their personal use, organization, or small business. .ws is a new top-level domain name, which will soon be the preferred alternative to .com. .ws stands for website. Reserve a .ws domain name and build your own website using simple point-and-click templates. Your website comes with 10 email addresses and the right to be a global .ws registry, which means you can sell .ws domain names and websites to others. WS has plenty of great domains left. Sound too good to be true? We're happy to prove it with a free 7-day trial. Log on to www.wearews.ws and take us for a test drive. After reserving a domain name and building your own website in minutes, use our free custom email marketing program to let others join the new internet land rush. That's wearews.ws.
Send your press release over the wire yourself and save. PR Newswire, the global leader in news and information distribution, understands the challenges of small business owners. So they've put together a free PR toolkit to help you send out your own press release over the wire. Just like the big guys, log on to senditoutoverthewire.com and get free press release writing tips and distribution information. PR Newswire directly delivers your press release to all the major media outlets, like the Associated Press, newspapers, TV and radio, and to over 3,600 websites like Yahoo, MSN, and AOL. Your press release is then accessible to millions, including journalists and general consumers. In addition, this network is offering a free annual subscription to PR Newswire, a $125 value for free. Learn more at senditoutoverthewire.com. That's senditoutoverthewire.com.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand. Log on, listen, and learn.